Titans Call is a D&D 5e actual play podcast containing mature themes and adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Titan's Call, our D&D 5e actual play podcast. I am your host, Emil. I'm your dungeon master for today, as with all the other episodes that have released so far, and I am with me. And
you are with yourself. Nice.
With me today are my players, my lovely, lovely players that have to put up with my weekly shenanigans to fuck with them in any kind of way, mentally and physically.
Fun stuff.
So how are you guys doing?
I'm doing fine for now.
I'm just gonna go and lock my door, I guess.
Exactly. No, but it's fucking warm. It's fucking warm, but...
Yeah, warm. Yeah. Not like fucking blazing hot or something. No, warm.
No.
Yeah, that describes it.
Oh, my flat is okay. I'm fairly comfortable.
Oh, yeah, well. Thank you.
Thanks, yeah.
who are you guys playing? Introduce yourself to an audience. If someone is listening to this as their first episode of Titans Call, and if you are, what the fuck are you doing? Go back to episode one. So, yeah, please introduce yourselves, your characters, and whatever you want to say.
All right. Hello, I'm Smurf, and I'm playing Maisie Graves, and I'm really stoked to play this episode or this session, since we have lots of unanswered questions, and I'm so looking forward to it.
I can tell you, as an experienced podcaster, this doesn't get any better. You will always make these mistakes.
Okay, so I am Niels. I'm playing Aiden Fringe. Yeah, I'm super excited to as well get to know the answers of these questions that Maisie just, or Smurf just talked about. Listen to the first episode. It's good. Start there. Don't start in the middle. Start at the beginning.
Yeah. And I'm Zürke, I'm playing Kuradian. As my fellow players, I would also love to see these questions answered, but I see the slight problem that we are the one who need to find the answers, and yeah, it won't be me.
Don't worry, the answers are probably not, you're probably not gonna miss the answers. Well, okay, no, you're probably missing some. Gonna miss answers.
We won't get the answers, but we won't miss them because of new trauma appearing, shit like that.
Well, no, cut yourself some slack. So, if none of you guys have anything else to say.
I hate myself for loving Emil's fucking shenanigans.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so with that, I think we can dive into Titan's Call. Whee! Episode 13 or 14? I don't remember.
13. It's 13.
It's not a number, yeah.
Okay, 13. So it's 13. Perfect. The last time we played, you guys wanted to return to the refugee camp for the night. But before you could get there, you were attacked by automatons and automaton creatures looking like spiders, scorpions, and other horrifying metal abominations. They seemed interested in getting your satchel with the books while just trying to kill you guys. But you dispatched of them, and after some time to quickly recuperate and tend to Macy's wounds, the guards arrived and took you in for questioning. You were questioned by an investigator that let slip that there was another automaton attack and also proposed that the same automatons were also behind a homicide in a bookstore in town. After your questioning was over, you left the guard barracks and wanted to return back to the camp, but Maisie spotted a white fox watching her. It seemed interested and curious, but it disappeared quickly again and was then seen again in the camp, still watching you guys. Now, you guys have rested and wanted to start the next day ahead of you. So what do you guys do?
First of all, time for breakfast.
That is totally arrangeable. You guys can eat some of your daily rations as breakfast.
Also, while we are eating, I would like to make a plan for today. So we don't, run around without one.
The plan sounds good. So what are you proposing? What do you want
to
do?
I would like to go back to the alleyway where we were attacked, since it was fairly late and stuff. Maybe we could ask some people who live there. Maybe they have an explanation for that. Maybe they've seen such things, or maybe they know anything. Or maybe there are traces, you know, rusty stuff laying around or something like that. I mean, bottom mountains didn't look that well built, I guess. I wouldn't be wondering if something fell off while they were underway.
Yeah, and the thing is, it was pretty damn dark in the alleyway, so maybe with some daylight we might be able to see something.
Yeah.
And one thing, the investigator mentioned this attack on the bookstore by a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should stop by there and take a look there as well.
Yes. Also, well, when I was a bit younger, I spent lots of time in the streets. And, you know, children oftentimes know more than we adults might think. So perhaps we might find some who are, you know, regularly playing on the outside. And maybe they've got some information for us, too.
We shouldn't forget our meeting with Professor Grimbard.
Oh, right. Right.
That was in the evening, right? So we have some time today.
Yeah.
So how are you guys gonna spend your time now? You finished breakfast. I think that happens without any inconvenience to it.
We go back to the alley where we got attacked.
Okay. So you make your way through town. It isn't far from the refugee camp at all. So it takes you about 10 minutes from the outside of the city, inside the city, to get to the alleyway. So you are more or less arriving at the alleyway. And what you see is it's still in the kind of state where you left it. However, there were put up some ropes and poles that basically equate to medieval police tape, and two guards guarding this crime scene from both sides, permitting entry to whoever wants to enter there. They're standing there watching that no one enters this crime scene, the section that has been closed off of this alleyway, where you still can see the scrap metal, the metal pieces, the farming equipment, the rusty knives, the scrap metal and wood that has been scattered around here from you guys dispatching of these metallic whatevers. So what do you do?
Try to take a look at Aiden.
Yeah, I would like to approach the guards.
Okay, you can approach one of the guards, yes.
Oh, well, hello there.
Hello there.
I had a question. Might we be able to have a look around here? Because, you know, there was an attack, right, in this alley? Before this alley, we were the ones being attacked.
Turns around, as you say, there was an attack in this alley, looks around. Yeah, I'm aware that there was an attack.
Yeah, we were the ones being attacked, and we thought we might be able to help.
You might be able to help.
Yeah, we actually talked to Investigator Hungerwall yesterday.
Yeah.
And discussed something that we might be able to help in this investigation.
Well, sir, I'm sorry, but I've been tasked with not letting anyone except investigators into this place, be it Hungerwall or any of the other investigators we have in town.
So
I'm sorry, but I can't let you in as long as you're not in the company of one or are permitted by one.
And I suppose Mr. Hungerwall is found in the barracks right now?
I don't know where he is. I've been standing here since the dawn of morning, so.
All right then, have a good day.
You have a great day as well, sir.
Maybe we'll see each other soon again.
Maybe. If you have that permit, I'm happy to let you through, but you must understand that this is still an active crime scene, and there's still a lot of scrap metal and knives lying around. I can't just let people that are not proven to be careful with any of the evidence that we still have to find here that could disrupt the crime scene. I'm sure you understand.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, I do. And then I would like to go back to Maisie and Caradian. Well, we have to have a permit by one of the investigators or be accompanied by one to enter this alleyway legally.
But we did talk to one.
Yeah, we did talk to one, but
we didn't get any official permission, right?
Exactly.
Didn't we? Well, I mean, we spoke to him and he was like, yeah, you can help and stuff like what is needed more for
We don't have anything in writing. And so it's just word against word. We need some proof that we are able to help or that we are allowed to help. And if I remember correctly and checking my notes, I didn't write anything down. Did we get this permit?
You didn't get any permission.
Okay, yeah.
He also didn't say clearly that you're allowed to help. He said, well, you're allowed to go. And if you care to do your own, you can do your own investigations. But obviously this is official and I'm not allowed to let you guys in on official business.
Yeah.
There wasn't any reason why he would let you guys. So no, you do not have any permission or any written permits or whatever.
Okay, so we do what now?
We could go around. Like, if we cannot look at the crime scene directly, we can... I mean, they had to come from somewhere. And maybe we could trace them from, you know, after the alleyway.
You mean take a look around where this alleyway leads and approach it from the other side?
Exactly.
Sure, why not?
So you guys just want to go around the crime scene and look on the other side of the crime scene for evidence?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, sure, sure. No, that would totally work. They haven't closed off the whole alleyway. They only closed off the part where the scrap metal is lying around.
I just imagine us walking through the alleyway and then standing behind the ropes like, hi. Oh no, it's closed.
So you guys just make your way around and basically find your way into the alleyway again. To your left would be the crime scene, mm-hmm. and to your right the alleyway goes down into further into the city, more or less.
To the left directly the crime scene, like closed up, or can we go into the alleyway?
Maybe 20 meters until there's the second guard that guards the crime scene from the other side.
All right, I'd like to close up these 20 meters.
Sure, you can go there, and the guard looks at you, kind of confused, because he does he has seen you before. As long as you're not making any action to enter the crime scene, it's also like he has this look of, not my business if you don't do anything against what I'm supposed to do here. Yeah. Not my job. Up, right?
I would just give him a little nod and then start looking around. Not in the actual crime scene, but like before that, because if they came through the alleyway, they came this way.
So what are you looking for exactly here?
Mostly some metal pieces, maybe some rust that's been scraped on the wall or the floor.
Or scratches?
Scratches
on the floor and on the walls.
Yeah.
Okay, you are allowed to make a survival check.
Can I help?
Can I assist him?
Both of them. Can I help him? Do any of you guys, any of you two, have any training in tracking creatures? Because I would only allow you guys if you have proficiency in survival to help him.
I do.
Then you are allowed to help him, because this is in a city of creatures that are not necessarily big. Most of these creatures were rather small, so finding tracks of them might be a little bit harder, and that's why... Yeah, but you can make that check with advantage if you want.
Yes, I want to. The first one was a natural 2. All right, 22.
Ooh.
22. Okay, the DC was 20, by the way.
Ooh.
That was great. So what you find is on the wall of these buildings that flank this alleyway on the one side are small claw marks, as if this big spider that you guys fought clawed its way along this wall the whole way through. So that's what you can discern, that these claw marks are probably from this big spider that crawled along this wall.
Forward.
Is this like a trace so we could follow them, or is just like some singular...
It's a trace. You can follow it. It's gonna be hard to really follow it,
mm-hmm.
but you guys can follow it for quite some time, I would say. Yeah, you guys can follow it. Maybe I'm gonna ask for a second check around at some point, but for now you can follow it.
Yes, I would like to follow it.
Okay, sure, you can follow these tracks. Yeah, it takes you guys probably 10 to 15 minutes through this alleyway and an adjacent street before those claws disappear onto the roof of the building, as if it has crawled down from the roof and then along the wall. But now the claws are on the roof, probably, or they disappeared into that direction at least.
Yeah, I would like to try to climb up.
Sure, you can make an athletics check if you want.
I mean, I'm following the traces, so 18.
So you're able to make your way up this building, and as you're standing on top of the roof, you can see that, unfortunately, to your own unfortunate, is that the spider has also crawled up the building on the other side. So, right, the tracks go down again. On the other side of this building, the spider has, right, since you're backtracking, basically, this is where the spider crawled up.
Yeah.
And you would have to crawl down again.
Yes, yeah.
I would like to go around.
Yeah, I would like to take a look to Maisie and Aiden. It came from the other side of the building. And I would like to cross the roof and then climb down again.
Sure.
I would like to give Maisie a look. And we are just going to walk around, right? We're not
Yeah.
climbing. Good. Okay.
I don't think we have to.
So as Kuradian climbs down, he gets a weird look from a bypasser, but not much more. But they're looking, why is this dude climbing a building? Anyway, so as you land on the other side, the other two come around and yeah, you can follow the tracks. Or well, you could follow the tracks because they are crossing the street as well.
Oh no.
To what looks to be like a sewer grate that has been clawed open, broken open. You see this sewer grate in the street that has been broken open so that roughly beings of the size of the spider and the one smaller than it could fit through. That's what Caradian sees. The other two haven't seen that yet, but that's what Caradian sees.
Yeah, I would just like to follow the traces to that broken sewer gate.
Yeah, the sewer grate. Yeah, you can follow them until the sewer grate and then look at it.
And then I'll look at Aiden and Maisie. This is where they came from. I would like to assess the size of Maisie and the size of the hole.
I mean, probably Maisie and also you, Caradian, could fit through. With Aiden, it would get a little bit tough to get him through. These grates are not made for humans. They aren't also made for animals. They're made for shit. So they don't really have to be that big, but they have been clawed open, so now it's just an opening in the streets.
But assuming we would be able to go through, would we be able to stand like inside, or would it be like crawling in there? Yeah, I don't know. Is it like wet?
You can make a perception check to look down there, but it's dark down there.
Do we have light or something like that?
I didn't pack any torches to investigate an alleyway in the day, so no. Those are still at the camp.
Perception?
Perception.
That's a 17.
A 17. So if you look down there, I think what you would see is first of all the sewage canals, but there are very, very small slim walkways where one could walk along if they were, let's say, nimble enough to not slip.
This sounds disgusting.
It is. As you look down there, there's also this stench of trash and shit coming right at you as you peek down for a few seconds into the sewer grate.
Is it like flowing?
Yep, you hear the slow flowing and rushing of water down there. It's not really a stream or anything, it's just that it's moving.
Lovely. All right, the question is, do we want to investigate further or do we want to meet up with the professor first? I mean,
Why should we want to invest further?
I mean,
Aiden, do you think you can fit through that hole?
Do I think that I can fit through that hole?
I mean, you all made the same assessment I said to you guys. It looks tough to get Aiden through there, especially with all the armor he's wearing.
I don't think I can fit through that hole.
Do you have ways to increase the size of the hole?
No. Question, do I remember that? Did we see any sort of entryway to the sewers on our tours through the city?
Make an intelligence check to remember. These things are, as you know from Andoros at least, these things were hidden deliberately so people wouldn't remember the sewer as a big part of the city, right? They are rather hidden.
14.
I would say, yes, you have at least noticed one of these entries.
Mm-hmm.
Close to the guard barracks, there would have been an entryway.
Mm-hmm. Would I be able to kind of know where this hole where we are standing right now is in regards to that entry point?
That would be a task of orientation. That would have been a survival check.
Mm-hmm.
To map out a path, but you would have to also know the path underground before you could make that check. Okay. You would have to be underground before I would allow you to make such a check.
But a rough estimate of the distance between the entryway that I remembered and this point?
Yeah, maybe 15 minutes of walking.
Okay. Well, I don't think we can go in through this opening.
Why not?
Because I can't fit through.
Oh, yeah.
We could enlarge it.
How would you enlarge it exactly?
Ah, I don't know.
Do you have a pickaxe? And if so, why? And
so you could fit.
But there is an entryway that we don't have to destroy the city streets for. We could just use that.
If you're confident that we're going to find a trace again, sure.
I'm more confident in that than me fitting through that hole.
Where is that entry?
Near the guard barracks.
Guard barracks are which way?
This way.
Great. I will wait for you. I'd like to climb through the grate.
Okay. I want a dexterity check from you if you can fit through the hole.
Acrobatics?
It's a dexterity check.
Yeah, it makes a difference. 17.
Okay, so in the most elegant way that someone can fit through a hole that's meant for shit, Caradian disappears into the darkness below.
What?
Caradian, you find footing on these slippery, slimy stones of the sewage canal walkways and realize you can walk here, but it's probably best with your back turned to the wall and perched against it instead of normal walking.
Do I still see the clawed ways?
Make another survival check.
24.
Perfect. Works great. You can still see in these slimy stone walls that these beings, that these automatons have probably clawed their way along this wall.
Paradian.
Yeah?
How dark is it down there?
Yes.
All right, so I will need to go get some torches. Fuck. Okay, Maisie, what do you want to do? Where do you want to enter? If you want to enter at all?
I think I would like to follow him because I'm not comfortable with him being down there all alone.
Understandable. Then you follow him and stay wherever the fuck you are then.
Yes.
I will get some torches, and as soon as you see the light, call out to me, okay? Then we can find each other more easily. But I don't know if I am able to find it, but let's hope for the best.
Do I hear them talking?
You hear them talking.
Great. I would like to take a step aside to make room for Maisie coming down.
Okay.
Good call.
Maisie, make a dexterity check for me to climb down the hole.
It's a 19.
A 19. No problem at all.
Easy.
Slip down right besides Caradian and it's slimy, it's slippery, it's disgusting down here. But you're down here and you didn't step into any shit yet.
Yet.
Aiden, you are going to get torches and then you'll find your way to the...
Exactly, but once I got the torches, I will go back to the refugee camp, get the torches, because I'm broke as fuck. I can't just buy new ones.
You got a little bit of gold.
I have to buy something else as well. So
reasonable spending, yes.
I will leave my coat of arms at the refugee camp with our other stuff, go back into the city and buy some chalk, and then head towards the manhole.
Can you roll a d20 for me real quick.
Sure.
It takes 20 hours.
12.
Okay. So you buy the chalk, right?
I buy the chalk, yes.
Okay, and then what do you do? You make your way to the entrance that you found?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or that more or less that I remember, yeah.
So, yeah, you make your way to the entrance. You go past the guard barracks into one of the side streets, and there you see this small, small metallic gate into the underworld, basically.
Mm-hmm. I would like to have a look around if anyone is near or anyone can see me.
There are people walking around, but there isn't really anyone that would see you.
Okay, then I would like to try to enter the sewage system.
It's locked.
Of course it is.
Why would they leave that thing unlocked? Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Is Aiden gonna commit a crime?
How sturdy does the lock look?
Sturdy enough to hold at least some amount of force.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably break it with a good enough check, with a good enough roll.
Okay. Is it a padlock or is it...
It's a padlock, yes.
Okay. How big is the loop? Can my spear shaft fit through there?
No.
God damn it. Okay. How loud is it in the area around me?
I mean, the marketplace is like two streets down, so it's quite... It's not loud, but it's... You can hear the marketplace.
How far away am I from the guard barracks?
One street. This is basically the entrance the guards use if they have to get down there. That's that's what this entrance is for, so just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Homie and the Dude and their new Kickstarter, The Wandering Tavern. Just like their last Kickstarter, Sky Sephiroth, they will deliver incredible content for you to get immersed in a new and unique location inspired by the works of Studio Ghibli, full with plot hooks, mystery, threats, and everything else you will need for a campaign of your favorite TTRPG. Packed into this one system-agnostic location. Included in this Kickstarter are 15 giant battle maps, 33 NPCs ready to be used, 30 different engaging and interesting plot hooks, 18 new magical items ready and waiting for your players, and 13 setting-themed recipes, new mechanics, and a whole of world-building features for you to use. The Wandering Tavern is 100% human-created with absolutely no AI involvement. So if you're convinced like me, check the link in the description for the Kickstarter and go right ahead and back today. And I will see you in the Wandering Tavern.
What are you doing exactly?
Listening. Definitely listening to weird sounds. Are there people down there as well? Because, well, you never know. Are there animals? Is there any, you know, like waterfall or something like that? Like louder water somewhere down the path? Yeah, that's about it.
You wait here for Aiden or me. I'm going to take a quick look ahead and follow.
Do you think this is a good idea?
I'll start walking.
Okay. I just want to tell you, right? As soon as you make like 5 steps, it's complete darkness for you.
Complete darkness?
More or less, yes. Like just the shimmer of light coming through the grate you went through.
Where did the spider climb along? Did it climb along the wall?
Yes.
So I can feel the scratches.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Then, given that I will be both following the wall to see where I am and the scratches, I would just like to continue here.
Okay. I want you to make one dexterity saving throw for me.
Ooh.
As you reach a corner, and the question is just if you overshoot the corner or not. The DC is it's 20.
Oh, no longer in my favor.
It's a 20.
No, 19, right? I mean,
no.
Let me just 13 plus 6.
So, can I assume that you overshot your corner?
Yes, I guess.
So, Macy, as you are listening to the water flowing through for some actual animals, you hear the buzzing of flies and other insects. You hear the chittering of a few rats and mice, probably, that somehow live in this darkness. You also hear the big splash of water as someone close to you must have made a big step into the shitty canal. Canadian, you're probably knee-deep in shit with your right foot.
Shit.
In this shitty, muddy, slimy, grotesque water. Almost feels like a hand is clutching your foot now with all this mud and shit clogging at your feet.
Yeah, I would like to pull my foot out of it.
Yeah, you can do that.
Caradian, are you alright?
Yes. I would like to feel the wall to see if the spider took turn or like climbed to the ceiling or...
It did take the turn, yes. It wanted to go around this corner.
Great, I will follow around the corner.
Okay. I'm just going to ask, how long are you going to follow this? Because at some point, Macy's not going to hear you anymore.
Probably until I can no longer find the scratches or found something interesting.
Okay, make another survival check for me to see how long you can follow this. And after that, another dexterity saving throw, DC 20, for seeing if you land in the shit once again.
Okay, survival is 21.
21, okay, that works.
Dexterity is net 20, 26.
Ooh.
So this time you stop yourself as you have to turn another corner.
I'm not repeating this mistake.
What you realize is in the darkness that there are these wooden bridges laid across the slimy walkways, and as you step onto one of them, it feels like it's gonna break under your weight, but it's not, and allows you passage over. And yeah, you can basically follow that as long as you want that track. You're 5 minutes, 10 minutes away from Macy now. Macy, Kurian has disappeared and has not come back for 10 minutes now.
I will not go after him. As for once, I don't see shit. Literally.
I see lots of shit, but okay.
Do you see it?
I already know what this episode is gonna be called.
And my second reason, I would like to wait for Aiden, and I hope that we won't lose Caradian. Oh well.
Aiden, so you made a decision, you said.
Yeah, I would like to use one of my crossbow bolts as leverage to crack open this lock and try my best.
Make a strength check to break it open.
That would be a 21.
A 21 definitely works. So you snap it open in a quick movement. You Macy and Caradian, you guys are down there. Tips of your crossbow bolt to lock it in place and then... And it breaks open and you can pull the gate open. You look around once more. No one has seen you. No one has heard you. As long as no one would also come to investigate this, you can just hang the padlock lock once again just around. It won't close anymore. But no one will notice as long as they won't look at it exactly.
Okay, then I would like to open the gate, move through, close the gate behind me and try to make the padlock as...
Works like a charm. Or less like a charm. You can make your way down here into this muddy, disgusting place, right? I haven't really described it for the other two because I wanted to wait for you to enter down here. And this stench down here is disgusting. The water is filled with all manners of shit, mostly, but also all kinds of trash people throw out with their shit. It tickles and even slightly burns in your mouth and nose and leaves this aftertaste every time you breathe.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a little bit of light coming through the grates that connect the streets to the sewer canals. Often whole passages are just filled with a darkness that will increase your risk of slipping on the old and slimy stone and into the canals of shit. The sounds of rats in the distance, of flies and other insects buzzing around accompanies you with every step through this place. The slow flowing of water ebbs through these canals outside beyond the city walls. Every once in a while, you can hear the flushing of water as someone empties their poop buckets into one of these grates. I assume you light your torch?
Exactly.
With a flash, you can see down here, and maybe that was a mistake. It's all manners of brown, greens, and yellow, disgusting mold, and the walls are stained with shit that has somehow flushed open. It looks like maybe these sewers have been overfilled at some point. You can mark from the stones. You try your best to not slip down into the canal of shit, of which you cannot see the bottom. But please, I would like you to make a dexterity saving throw for me, as you have to turn your first corner.
This is gonna be great.
Hey, only DC 15.
Mm-hmm. I rolled a 5. So it's a 3.
Close.
And you step out into this cross section, into the canals, and look down into the sewer canal for once. Because out of curiosity or whatever, and the stone under you breaks. And full blown, both feet, knees on the ground, you basically catch yourself that you do not take a dip into the shit, but up to your waist, you've just landed in shit.
Okay.
It's disgusting. It's slimy. It's like it suddenly clings to you, right? It's all this shit is not just a fluid. It's all manners of different kinds of fluidity. Some are getting into your boots and your pants are already stained. Your coat of arms left at home or left at the camp probably has the best of you. Has the better time out of the two of you.
Probably.
It's hard. You're going to get that out of your armor once again.
Yeah. I have the advantage now because I now know how deep the fucking shit stream is.
You basically fell to your knees down here.
Ah, okay. I didn't fell.
Because you rolled so badly, I let you go far in deeper than Caradian.
But I know that I can walk in the shit canal.
You can do that, but it's going to be like trekking through muddy swamp water or through snow. It has a resistance to it.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm not a dexterous motherfucker. I'm just gonna slip. And even with all the slime and nasty business on me now, fuck it. I'm just gonna wade through the shit stream in the direction that I think the others are.
Make a survival check to know where you have to go.
That would be a 17.
That is good enough. So roughly 15 minutes later, you can arrive at the place where you left the other two. Macy, you see the light coming and you hear someone heavy pushing their way through this water in the shit canals.
Through the water, right?
Someone is clearly trekking through the water, not on the walls, but really pushing water away. And you see the small wave this person is basically creating that ebb into your part of the stream and up on the stone and then flush up on the stone that is right beside you.
I would like to make no noise because that cannot be Aiden. He wouldn't be as stupid as to just go through the water. It's disgusting. I will, I'd like to keep quiet.
Then make a stealth check.
Therefore, a quick question. How deep am I in the water?
It's a little bit over knee deep.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
That's an 11.
Okay, so you basically just stay quiet, perch yourself against the wall, and hope that whatever comes down this path doesn't see you. And as Aiden, you turn the corner, you see Macy with this look of shock looking back at you.
Yeah, you see a completely disgusted and annoyed Aiden looking back at you, and you see the shit is right above his waist, or at least it once was.
Why?
I fell. Why? Not. And I thought, well, I would just slip and fall again, and no, I just don't want to bathe in it. So knees are better than whole body, okay?
Yeah, sure, sure.
And where the fuck is Caradian?
I don't know. He left. He was like, oh, look, spider traces, new. And he also fell, at least that's what I heard. I would say we follow him, although I will try not to join you in the water.
Yeah, go ahead. But look at this, the sidewalk is slimmer than my boot. What? Yeah, okay. Anyways, in which direction did he go?
That way. I think we can just follow the traces as well. I don't think he went off path.
I mean, one of you make a survival check to follow the traces if you want.
That's a 16.
Okay, so you can follow the traces. So, Macy, I want a dexterity saving throw from you as well.
Saving throw?
Yeah, saving throw. So to see if all three of you guys are gonna be covered in shit.
That's a 17.
That means you make it. So that means you can stay out of the shit for now.
For now?
So you guys make your way after where Caradian probably has gone. Caradian,
yes.
Do you turn around at some point or do you just try to go in the darkness?
I try to go in the darkness, follow the traces.
Then I want another dexterity saving throw from you because you're still going in darkness.
I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen, right? 22. Yes, so, have I ever said that I love you, Di?
You're welcome.
You made the mistake once and try your best to avoid it once again. And you can. Yeah. And at some point, you see a lot of light shining towards you.
Oh.
Roughly 40 minutes of you tracking through this underground sewer. There appears to be many pathways converging into this one you're on right now. And there's this brick pipe that leads to the end of the system. Its bright light shines through and it almost feels like the taste and smell of freedom for you once again. Fresh air tries its hardest to push into this sewer system. You hear the rushing of water from outside. What do you do?
I would like to stealthily approach the light and to take a look if there is anyone or anything there.
You don't hear anyone and you don't see anyone as well.
Yeah, then I just step outside into the fresh air.
Okay, you step out and you catch yourself before just stepping into one of the two rivers that leave town. And you're out in the open. You're out in the fields. You are at one of the two rivers. And you look around and you see all of the big fields that surround the city of Bark. And you also see the Tree of Creativity and the city walls behind you. You have basically left the city.
Okay. I would like to walk alongside the river towards the source for like 10...
So back to the city.
Yeah, for like 5 to 10 meters so that I have river where the sewage isn't in already.
Yeah.
And start to clean myself.
Okay, you can start to clean yourself. The other two down still on the system. You are still tracking after the monster, the automaton tracks. And roughly after 40 minutes as well for you guys, especially with the light, you do not have to make any further checks. Really, as one of you is already inside the water and the other was nimble enough to escape it, really. So you guys make your way for 40 minutes downstairs in this disgusting, smelling, dark and muddy and shitty place to also see these many converging paths of shit leading to this pipe that leads outside, as you would guess.
All right, so I will just follow the pipe and start to call out Caradian.
Caradian, you hear these echoing shouts of your name after you've cleaned yourself and probably waited a few more minutes.
I would have liked to already try to search for new traces outside.
Yeah, but I would say basically you clean yourself and then you just sit down for a minute to let your leg dry, maybe a few minutes or something as well.
Okay.
And basically that's when you hear these sounds already.
I would like to wait a bit. Are they coming closer?
Yeah. And you know they're coming from the pipe.
I'm going back to the pipe, but like not standing in front of it.
Okay. Yeah, you call a Caradian. There isn't any answer really. Aiden?
Okay, then I just follow the pipe and the scratch marks.
Yeah, you can go outside and you're standing in the river.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
And Caradian is next to you. Macy, you can also exit and without standing in the water, can also hop onto one of the two of the fields next to it, basically next to the river. And yeah, still you're still clean.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah, I would like to clean myself as well.
Yeah, you can also walk up the river and clean yourself and clean the shit off of you. It's going to be a little lot harder for you because you have that shit basically now stuck in your boots for a week or something like that.
Yeah, I would have fallen at every single point, so nah, just clean it afterwards.
You can make that decision. That's your decision. I just wanted to say that also now means that probably your boots will smell like shit for a week or two.
Yeah.
So you're all united once again outside the city at one of the riverbanks.
I would like to start looking for some traces now that we are outside again. How big was the spider?
It was big, but its legs were really slim, so it's basically impossible to discern where it walked along.
Meh. Nothing like, you know, pushed over, killed flowers, anything like this.
Okay, it's not just that you cannot find its tracks. It's the problem that people go walk around here, tend to their fields left and right. There are pathways along this river. So you don't know if someone might just have walked along here and threw something into the river or if it's the spider, really. This is a rather frequented place by people.
Okay, do we see people right now?
You see the outer district, one of the outer districts of town before the city gates, that is 10 minutes from you.
I mean, people close, like working the fields.
Sure, yeah, there's also a farmhand that is currently walking along one of the fields to watch out for any, I don't know, any pesticides or whatever, any parasites. There's a farmhand walking around doing his job, whatever his job is at this time of day.
Hey!
Looks around.
I would like to wave at him.
Sees you guys on the riverbank and walks up to you guys with a confused look. Hey, how may I help you? Who are you guys?
Well, I'm Quentin Duskwood. This is Aiden Fringe. This is Maisie Williams. We are here. Well, we are looking for some kind of robots. I don't know what they're called. Aiden? Automatons.
I think you mean Maisie Graves and automatons?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Sorry, automatons. Like, spider won't this high.
Well, if I would see a spider that high, I would run.
So you haven't seen anything like this yesterday evening?
No.
Noon?
Yesterday evening I wasn't here.
Who was here?
I don't know. Maybe no one.
I would just like to blink at him like 7-8 times with both eyes like, what? So you don't have a regular schedule of people patrolling the field?
Why would we have a schedule of patrolling the field?
I don't know. Why are you here?
I'm just working here.
And didn't anyone work here yesterday?
Yes, someone worked here yesterday, but I don't know who. And especially at in evening times, if the sun goes down, we mostly go home to eat. I don't know where you came from, but...
I point at the, you know, sewage room.
Looks at you even more confused, then goes, you're pretty bad at jokes. You know that, right?
Yes, he is. He's still learning.
I don't do jokes.
So, no, I haven't seen a big spider around. I'm sorry.
Like, you know, out of metal, not a real spider.
I don't think that's possible, sir.
Have you ever been to the library in Bark?
No, but I do have the library now.
No. Wait, if you have a library card.
No, he hasn't been to the library. No, I haven't. Should I?
I don't know why, but...
I mean, it's a great place, but if you have no business there, no.
No, I was just asking because of stuff made out of metal that moves and lives and...
And that's what you find in the library?
Yeah.
I thought that's a place for books, but okay.
Yeah, but the one, like, handling the library, organizing it...
A librarian.
Exactly.
Well, it's more like the sorting system of the library. It's complicated and fascinating... But complicated.
It appears to be.
Anyway, do people often come to this river from the field?
Well, this is the walkway. We have to go back to the district, to the town. So, yes. Oh, well, it's one of the walkways, but that's where I was planning to go back if I finish my checkup of the field.
How far reaches the fields away from the city? From this point out?
Are you asking me or him?
Him.
Miles. And for you, once again, the city of Bark basically provides 60 or 70% of the whole food production of this continent. The fields are so fertile that they can grow any crop year-round, even in the winter. So they have done a lot to build a lot of fields. And you can see that there are cornfields, bean fields, plantages of apples, and I don't know, any kind of citrus fields. There are nuts. There are any kinds of other root vegetable fields and gardens, and it stretches out so far into the distance.
Okay, thanks. I would like to turn to Aiden and Maisie. So we could try to follow this path, and like every trace that leads away from it, but it's not really possible to discern if the traces were left behind by the spider or by the people, so we would need to follow like every trace for the next miles, unless we actually see one of them.
How different are the traces? Can we simply not distinguish between like human traces and spider traces? Or is it like all the same and we just know, okay, here's the trace, we don't know who made
it? You cannot really distinguish between it because from this point onward. Because especially as soon as that, if you would, okay, so even if you would follow the trace of the spider, as soon as it would enter a field, guys would probably never find it again because that is raked over one. You wouldn't be able to distinguish these small feet of the spider from any kind of just dug up hole, right? It doesn't even dig up holes anymore. It's just very small steps in the ground.
Not heavy enough to make enough holes.
All of these things were rather slight in how they were built. Even the spider that was rather big.
So yeah, what do we do now?
How many traces are there?
Too many to count.
And how late is it already? Like, what time is it?
It's probably still before noon. You guys maybe entered at like 10 o'clock and tracked for maybe an hour at most down here. So, yeah, it's still 11. It's definitely before noon.
So we still got lots of time before we have to meet up with the professor, right?
So what did we learn through this? They move through the sewers and then what?
They don't come from inside the city.
Mainly that. Also, they seem to know where to go, like inside the sewers, since it was a pretty straightforward path.
I mean, that's something.
Yeah. Are there like many villages around?
Not villages. There are a few smaller farms around, obviously, but there is also the outer district you can see from here, roughly 10 minutes from where you are right now, where people live, mostly farmers and gardeners, probably, that tend to these outside fields. And obviously, in the fields, there are barns scattered around, so people don't have to walk the mile or something to the field with their tools, but can get it from there.
Didn't you say that some of them were kind of made of out of rusty barn materials or farming instruments?
All of them were made out of old scrap metal, wood, rakes, scissors, shears, shovels, spades, all of that type of stuff. Small knives, kitchen knives, daggers sometimes, but mostly, yeah, equipment, scraps and that type of stuff. So yeah, they were made from farming equipment, if you're asking that.
So, do you guys have a plan?
Well, I mean, we could check out the bookstore.
Definitely, yes.
That was attacked, and Maisie, you wanted to talk to some kids around?
Well, yeah, maybe if we should find some.
Yeah.
Like around the other way where we were attacked, but I think going to the bookstore first is a better idea.
I mean, we got time, so...
Yeah,
then...
true.
So, what do you guys... You guys make your way back to town? That meaning...
Yeah, but I would like to walk through the outer parts of the city. Kind of have a lookout on any of the barns. If I might be able to see any of the marks again. That on the outside of the barn, maybe. It's a long shot, but...
Yeah, sure you can look around, yeah.
Also, considering that the things came from... outside of the city. I don't think that asking like in the city would make so much sense. I mean, everyone looked like they haven't seen anything like that ever. So probably we should go around here and ask the farmers and stuff, but that's just a guess.
But then we should do it before we go to the bookstore because, well, we're already here.
Yeah, that's why I'm mentioning it.
So you guys make your way back to the city, if I understood that correctly.
Well, I guess we're not sure.
So what's the plan here now? Do you guys want to look around the fields and the barns? Do you want to make your way to the outer district of town? Do you want to go back through the sewers? That could also be the thing.
No, thank you. I'm not too sure what I would have wanted to ask, so I don't know. I mean, it's hard to just go around and be like, have you seen lots of really weird automatons who attack people, who carry books? Haha.
Well, why is it hard? I mean,
if we raise too much suspicion, then I don't know, we might get into even more trouble than we are already in.
Why are we in trouble? Well,
because
except
we were
the whole
attacked.
Thing with Andoras.
We were attacked, presumably because we have some books on us.
Okay, and what bigger trouble can we get into than getting attacked by the people we are searching for? Looking for?
I don't know.
What else are they supposed to do except attack us?
Teleport us away? I don't fucking know. Call some titans? I don't fucking know.
But if they are
call
able to do that...
10 or 20 automatons and stab us to death, perhaps? Who fucking knows? That's scary. Aren't you scared?
Gwenya looks a little bit confused.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, I mean, if they are able to call upon a titan, or if they are able to teleport us away, shouldn't that be, like, you know, be extra reasons to find them?
Oh.
As
can
for
we,
the... what?
Can we maybe skip the titan calling part? I'm not that comfortable talking about that. You know,
well,
Andoras isn't that long ago.
Yeah, we can, but like, you know, if we think that the worst thing that can happen if we are looking for whoever sent these things after us to try to kill us is that they send even more things after us to kill us. What is the reason not to do it right now? Because the objective has failed from the first ones.
Yeah, I agree.
So if they are capable to do that, why should we be wary too with our actions not to provoke them to do that, because they already have reason to do that?
Yeah, okay. Then let's go and ask questions, I guess.
Yeah, let's go.
Sure. So where do you guys want to ask questions, though?
Maybe somewhere on the farms?
I'm taking a look around. What is the closest building?
Knock yourself out.
Some shed in the fields where probably tools are stored.
Okay, what is the closest building where people can live?
Probably in the outside district of town, 10 minutes up the street.
No. That's the wrong direction. I start walking down the river.
You can do that.
And look out for people or places people could be.
There is this person you asked already, farmhand, that is still doing his tour of the farm.
Yeah, but we already asked him. He didn't know anything, so it would be wasted to ask him again.
So are the others following Coradian down the stream, or are you saying, no, we're going our way?
I think we should stick together.
Yeah, I'm following, but giving him some space and try to just look around, have an eye out. But if he wants to ask some farmers...
Okay, so this probably takes you around 20 minutes until you find a building meant for housing people.
Okay.
And that is then still like 10 minutes away in the fields.
Well, if I haven't seen any other people along the way, I would like to make my way towards that house.
You can do that. You also see a person.
Oh, great.
You see actually more people. You see two kids running around the space, around the house, playing some kind of game. And you see a woman doing all kinds of housework, basically. Shrubbing clothing, probably washing clothes right now. That's
not
what
at the river?
No, in this washing bin.
All right, I'd like to make my way toward that woman.
Okay, you can do that. She looks confused at you. Hello!
Hello, we are looking for some weird metal thingies like a spider around this big and scorpions and other stuff like, you know, big thing on a wheel and stuff like made out of metal and a lot of things, scissors, maybe even a dagger or some wood clashed together, moving on its own. Yes. Have you seen anything like this?
You're looking for what?
If you take a metal frame and, you know, take a few metal sticks and I don't know what, joints or something, and like, you know, form legs around the frame and then attach like a big claw so it could grab stuff, and I don't know how it's made to move, I guess magic, yeah, like at the size. At some point it was at the river, but I don't know how far it will down the river or up the river, so have you or anyone here seen anything like this?
No, and I'm quite happy that I haven't, because from what you're telling me, this is stuff from a horror story.
Oh yeah, they tried to kill us yesterday.
Are you okay, son?
Well, I am mostly fine. Take a look, Maisie. Are you fine?
Yes, I am fine. Sorry, I think we should rephrase things. Have been some I don't know, farming equipment part being missed or something like that. We're just investigating some stuff being stolen and sculptures being built and stuff. I know it sounds very confusing, but...
Radian is looking confused.
Are you from the guard?
Not necessarily. We are from another city, but we are helping since we've been involved and been researching those kind of, you know...
So you're not part of those idiotic city guards?
Well, they wouldn't let us help, so...
Well, you see, my husband is currently in town, or, well, at the edge of town, with a lot of the other farmers, because, well, yeah, farming equipment has been stolen. We do not have any shovels around anymore. Our rakes have been broken and stolen. At least the rake blades have been stolen. We do not have any sickles anymore to cut. Some of my kitchen knives have been stolen. The guard is doing nothing about it.
Just as we imagine, that sounds horrible. And don't worry, we are here to investigate and we'll really try our best to help. I look at the other two, raise an eyebrow, like, is this the stuff we've seen?
I just give a nod.
All right.
Excuse me, when was this equipment stolen?
Maybe a week ago now at this point, and it always more gets stolen. Just 2 days ago, our neighbor said that he has also lost like half his tool shed.
Have been things stolen multiple times, or just like one household is being robbed?
No,
once
everywhere. My husband came back a few days from town and told me that basically all the farmers around town have been missing gear. Like, and she begins like pointing into all different directions. All of the farms into these directions have all had their equipment stolen. At least some parts of it. Like 3 to 4 tools are missing from our sheds.
That sounds like a lot of equipment. That must have been so expensive. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was expensive. And we do not have the money to repay it because obviously we try to send these kids to school. And you see the two kids running around the house screaming, still playing tag or whatever.
Do you mind if I ask the kids a few questions then? Maybe they've seen something while playing. You know, adults being always so busy and stuff.
I mean, you can ask them here. Julius, Anna, come here. And the kids come running up and... Yes? This ma'am is going to ask you a few questions and I want you to answer truthfully, yes? Okay.
Hello. I'm Maisie Graves. Pleased to meet you. Well, I don't know if you heard from your parents, but a few things have gone missing, like tools and stuff.
I mean, they asked us if we had stolen them, but we haven't. We don't have stolen anything.
Oh, I'm not assuming that, don't worry. I wanted to ask you if you've seen, like, someone new who isn't from this area, like, going around and stuff?
No. I mean, you are new.
Oh, right, besides us, right.
No.
And anything else? Did you hear something weird, or...?
Well... Garion from the group said he saw monsters roaming the fields a few days ago.
Monsters? What kind of monsters?
Like very big insects.
Who told you that? Who saw them?
Garion, a friend of mine. And the mother goes, well, this Garion you see is always telling these kinds of stories.
Would you be willing to tell us where this Garion lives?
Well, he lives in the outer district of town, but he also already goes to school, so he probably won't be back until later today to play.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You helped us a lot, actually. I think we will go and ask some more people to gather as much information as needed, and we'll really give our best to solve this mystery. Have a nice day.
And the kids run off, basically, without any formal goodbyes. And the mother says, well, thank you that at least someone is paying attention to the missing tools in this part of town.
Of course.
The guard isn't doing it. At least some people are doing it. Obviously, if you need anything else, please come over again. If I can help in any way to assist these investigations, I would love to get my tools back and get back to actually tending to the fields in the way I want to.
Oh, yeah.
Let you know.
You helped us all already a lot. So,
have a great day. I will have to get back to housework. So if you excuse me, I have more clothes to wash. And she basically just steps inside and is gone.
Oh, well, we've got lots of new information.
Yeah, but do we have anything that helps us?
We have a boy who probably knows where the insects, like, are automatons.
We were attacked by insects.
Yeah, spiders aren't insects. Okay, Radian, okay.
And scorpions are spiders.
Creatures. Yeah, okay, but come on, to a child that didn't grow up in the fucking woods like you.
But you're from the city and you know the difference.
Well, yes, but it's a child.
We were children too.
Exactly, we were.
Yeah.
We aren't anymore.
Well, and I knew.
Let's just assume that Garion meant spider creatures and not insects, okay? I think we can work with that.
Mm.
Let's hope we can work with that, okay? Cool.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff has been stolen that probably was used to build these things.
Yeah, and I mean, the thefts began around a week ago, and the attack on the bookstore was 4 days ago now. So, I mean, we already thought it was linked, but I think that just makes it more obvious.
Yep, definitely. So we should definitely go to the bookstore next, and after school, talk to the boy.
But the... Oh, wait, there was an automaton caterpillar zone, but that was... roughly a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's an insect.
Yeah, and then the attack on the bookstore 4 days ago.
But
and then
we don't know what attack
the
there.
Attack on us. Yeah, exactly. But maybe we are able to find out. And if we go to the bookstore now, I think maybe we are done with everything we want to do there by the time the school ends. I don't know how when the school ends here, but I think we should talk to Garion.
Yeah, but we could also like stay out here and try to trace all the stolen things, because if it was stolen like from everywhere, maybe we can find traces that are similar to each other leading away from the field or the city, and therefore find wherever it got, you know, brought after it got stolen.
I mean, you're the tracker here, but how long after someone leaves the track can you still follow the track once it's been walked over a lot?
That depends on the tracks, I guess, because we don't know what stole them.
And I just point at the ground.
Yeah, people have been here.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure someone... I'm not doubting your tracking abilities, but I'm doubting your tracking abilities to that regard, to that extent.
I don't want to, you know, see the difference between all the different tracks, but just, like, take a rough look in which direction most other, like, you know, the people went, and given who should try to access the sheds and stuff like that, if they weren't coming from the houses or walking towards the fields and stuff like that. And you know, if you have at every place like a trace leading somewhere different and they all like seem to at least roughly get together,
we can do that.
Or we could go through the bookstore. Yeah, I mean, what do we expect to find at the bookstore?
Maybe another set of traces, but that's a long shot, and probably it's barred off anyways, like the alleyway was.
And we still don't know which books exactly were stolen, right?
Yeah,
we only know which book was stolen. This the privately owned one.
So yeah, if you want to investigate the tracks, we can do that, sure.
Yeah, but it's not that I'm the only one trying to... But it's like, what do you guys want to do?
Yeah, I'm down for both, but I can't help you with the tracks. That's the point. Not much with
okay,
the tracks.
Okay, Maisie, you have to make a decision.
I would like to go to the bookstore first, because the tracks seem quite overwhelming to me.
All right.
And we have to come back either way, so...
Okay, let's go to the bookstore.
Okay, so you guys make your way back into town, or back to town, rather, and we will see what happens at the bookstore, what happens in town, next time on Titan's Call. Thank you for an awesome episode, everyone. Thank you, my players, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank and you for doing all of this.
We will all hear you next week!
Bye-bye! By the way, is the sound better? Oh, I'm so loud. Sorry. forgot to adjust it. Is it okay this way?
Yeah, maybe a little too loud even.
Okay, how about that?
Same goes for Zünke, by the way. He's also
what?
A little too loud. Just a little.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
If I talk like this, that should be fine, right?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, amazing.
All right, so, amazing. To the left.
Amazing.
Ouch. All right, to the left.